From director Sean McNamara comes Soul on Fire, based on a true story.
They said you had no chance, but here you are.
Starring Joel Courtney, John Corbett, Stephanie Shostak, Macy McLean, with Devon Franklin and William H. Macy.
If you focus exactly on loving the life that you're living right now, and not the life that you think you could have had or should have had, that's the whole deal right there.
Soul on Fire. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters this Friday. For tickets, go to soulonfiremovie.com.
From the Mighty 990 Broadcast Center, you're waking up in Starnes Country with Todd Starnes.
All right, wow, what a weekend in the Mid-South in the 901. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Starnes Country. I'm Todd Starnes. What an honor to have you guys with us, and hello to all of our friends watching us this morning on the social media feeds as well. We have got a lot to talk about. We may need 3 hours for today's program because there is a lot to talk about, a lot happening. I just want to get this out of the way real quick here. Did you have a good time this weekend? Were you and your family able to get out and enjoy the 901? It looked like a huge crowd had already turned out at the at Simmons Liberty Bank Stadium, or Liberty Bowl Stadium, whatever they're calling it these days, for the big Memphis Tigers game. That was huge. By the way, the Memphis Tigers off to an undefeated season, the first time since 2015 that has happened, and now they are ranked in the national polls. So that is an exciting thing for the Memphis Tigers, and looks like they are now the very first college football team to secure a bowl game, a postseason bowl game. So well done, Memphis Tigers. And it looks like they could end up running the table. So that's a huge thing. And we've got to give a shout out to the ultimate Tigers fan, because he was featured. They did an incredible feature. Phil Glass has been on KWAM many times before. And man, did they honor Phil. What a great American patriot. So anyway, I was reading and following Senator Brent Taylor, and he was launching this effort, wanting people to get out there and enjoy downtown. And I'm just curious if you took the senator up on that challenge, and if so, what was it like? Those of you who made it downtown, I know a lot of folks still a little nervous Nellies out there, and that's okay. But I am curious if you did go out. What was that experience like for you? Give us a call this morning, 901-260-5926. So we've got some great guests coming up. We're going to be checking in with our friends over at a huge car, truck, and bike show. All of the proceeds going to benefit St. Jude. That's coming up at the Tanger Outlets in South Haven. So we'll be talking to April Veal, the head of that committee, in just a little while. Also, Steve Gill is going to drop by. For some reason, President Trump picked a rhino to replace Mark Green up on Capitol Hill in Congress. So there is all sorts of chaos right now in Middle Tennessee. We're going to check in with Steve Gill on that. And also, State Senator Paul Rose is going to drop by. A letter he wrote, and Senator Rose is very upset at Fox 13, and we'll let him explain all of that. But I will tell you that the Republican delegation here in West Tennessee, very unhappy with Fox 13 and allegations. They're alleging that Fox was putting the lives of law enforcement in danger. And we'll explain all of that here in just a few moments. But first, I have to start with this insanely hilarious story involving the Daily Memphian. And this is a riot. So there is a regular columnist by the name of Dan Conaway. I'm sorry, Conaway. Dan Conaway, my apologies, Dan. Dan is a raging leftist, and he is a columnist, which, I mean, just about everybody that works with the Daily Memphian is a raging leftist. But Dan wrote a column, and the column got, well, according to Dan, his column was censored, and he was told they would not be publishing his column. The newspaper says, well, we were just making a few suggestive edits, and Dan pitched a hissy fit and ended up quitting. So Dan accused the paper of censoring the column. The newspaper got terrified, and honestly, the publisher should have told Dan to take a fly and leap. But instead, they said, well, okay, we're going to publish the column. And in doing so, they may have put themselves in the way of a lawsuit by Donald J. Trump. So here's the gist of Dan Conaway's column here, folks, in the Daily Memphian. So he sets it all up by relating a story about his father who served in World War II. And in the conversation with his father, when he was just a little con boy, the father told Dan, there are some priorities in life, You got to take care of your family. You got to take care of, you know, your bills and all this kind of stuff. There are priorities. But if your country is threatened, really threatened, son, everything flips. If your country, this country, fails, everything in that lineup falls. Everything in the lineup is at mortal risk. It's like, geez, aloo. So he goes on to write, so I'll know when it's country first, little Dan Conboy said. You'll know, he answered. You'll know, son. And so then he goes on to describe what's happening in Memphis right now, all right? And he's insinuating that we have been invaded, kind of like, so Trump is doing to Memphis what the Japanese did to Pearl Harbor. And Conman is strongly insinuating that we, the good citizenry of Memphis, should be taking up arms against President Trump and the National Guard. No wonder the Daily Memphian knew how bad this was. So anyway, this is where we are. And I want to read this last line for you, and you'll get a gist of what Dan Conman's all about. One man has put 340 million people at risk of losing this democracy just as surely as he's made the Oval Office look like an uptown whorehouse waiting room. Now, I just want to set the record straight here. The only person that turned the Oval Office into a whorehouse would have been Bill Clinton, William Jefferson Clinton, a flaming Democrat who did unmentionable things on the radio to the interns there at the White House. That's literally the only president who's done that. A Democrat, Bill Clinton. So it's really sort of fun and quite frankly delicious to watch the liberals eating their own over there at the Daily Memphian. Long story short, you're going to have to read, I don't know, maybe Conman can start himself a blog, or maybe he can just, you know, write really long tweets. But there you have it. So this is insane, just insane. All right, we've got to take a quick break here. When we come back, there is a lot of fury being directed at Fox 13 by the Republicans that represent us at the State House. We're going to tell you all about that. State Senator Paul Rose coming up, 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is Starnes Country. Let's check in with Commander Chuck.
From director Sean McNamara comes Soul on Fire, based on a true story.
They said you had no chance, but here you are.
Starring Joel Courtney, John Corbett, Stephanie Shostak, Macy McLean, with Devon Franklin and William H. Macy.
If you focus exactly on loving the life that you're living right now, and not the life that you think you could have had or should have had, that's the whole deal right there.
Soul on Fire. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters this Friday. For tickets, go to soulonfiremovie.com. Soul on Fire.
Yeah, it is 73 degrees here in Stearns Country. You will need an umbrella and possibly a boat later today, folks. So be sure to dress appropriately. The good news is by Wednesday, it's all out of here and we're going to have some beautiful fall weather coming our way. And I've got to give a big shout out to our good friend, the mayor of Bartlett, Tennessee, David Parsons. Man, did they throw one heck of a great festival over the weekend. And I hear the rumblings were that the Republican Party tent was one of the most popular areas. I mean, there were hundreds of people going in there and buying merch. So well done to the Republican Party of Shelby County. You guys threw one heck of a booth and got to see the community band. David Weimer, I was searching for David Weimer in the horn section. You know, Weimer from Weimer's Jewelry actually plays in the band. I wasn't able to locate Weimer. So maybe he'll give us a holler and let us know where he was. But anyway, thank you to the great team there. Got to meet the folks behind the social media. And I got to tell you, suburbs, y'all got to up your game because Bartlett is setting the standard when it comes to social media. Well done, guys. All right. I want to go right away to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're honored to have State Senator Paul Rose with us. And, Senator, always good to talk with you and hope you're doing well today.
Todd Sarnes, good morning. I am doing well, and I wish the same for you and a beautiful Monday morning in anticipation of some rain, hopefully.
Yeah, well, we could certainly use them. I hear that from the farmers that are listening to us down in DeSoto County, and they're like, tell Laura Huckabee we need rain. So I said, well, she's working on it, guys. She's working on it.
There you go.
Senator, a lot going on out there. And first, before we jump into this letter that you wrote to Fox 13, I just wanted to get your take on the work that the federal law enforcement folks are doing here in the Mid-South. What, over 270 arrests so far?
Well, I can only tell you, I applaud their efforts, certainly in Memphis, but in Washington and many other places across our nation that desperately need the return of law and order. Civil disobedience is just out of control, and I'm reminding, if you don't mind me sharing, of what John Adams said, who was one of the principal writers of the Constitution. He just said, you know, this Constitution is only made for a moral people, meaning that if we cannot be a moral people, this Constitution is worthless, and we will revert to a dictatorship is the only way we could, you know, be governed properly. So I applaud the efforts of all that are President Trump and on down trying to restore law and order to this nation.
So, Senator, you wrote a letter, and I believe every Republican that's a member of our delegation signed off on this. Senator Brent Taylor, Representative Mark White, John Gillespie, Kevin Vaughn, and Tom Leatherwood. I hope I didn't leave anybody out there. What is your concern? You actually accused Fox 13 of undermining the safety of federal officers working with the Memphis Safe Task Force. How did they do that?
Well, let me say, first of all, I don't know the intent of their heart, but I can tell you certainly from what I saw and from the multiple people that saw this brief newscast that has subsequently been withdrawn. You can't find it on Fox 13, I think WREG Channel 3 reported they've redacted it all. So I think they realized that they had made an error in judgment, at least. Now, was their intent to out these the folks that are trying to help right the wrongs that are in Memphis? I can't tell you the intent or the heart, but I can tell you what it said to the public was, let us know where they are so we can help deter that, or at least complicate their efforts.
And that is, I think anybody who saw that, and by the way, I'm with you. I was searching for it. They've removed the social media post. Fox 13 did. They've removed the story. And I do know they've been calling around telling people to take it down. They told me, my understanding is they spoke to you guys privately about all of this. Did that happen? And did they, you know, did they give you any sort of reasonable response for all of this?
Todd, let me tell you, Friday, I believe it was Friday, I was up close to the Tennessee River, and I saw a brief email from Fox, and I don't want to say they demanded that I call them, but they certainly strongly asked that I call them. I can't find the email now. My assistant in Nashville can't find it. So no, I have not talked to Fox at all. I haven't talked to Channel 3 or anyone else. You're the first person in the news media that I've talked to about this.
Well, we're glad of that. And I know a lot of people, a lot of the KWAM listening audience, they share your concerns and really anger. And I could not understand why was it they were wanting their audience to report in. You know, they didn't go into any great detail. I mean, it could have been something fairly innocent, but I don't think anybody who read that piece thought that there was some, you know, some innocent, we are pro police. You know, I don't think there was any of that when you read whatever they wrote.
Exactly. And that's the way I perceived it. And the folks that I know, that actually several hundred that have reached out to me,
wow,
that saw that news article, they were furious because they perceived it the way I did. And again, I can't get into their head or the heart of why they did it, but I can tell you sometimes perception is reality.
Well, the good news here is that they have responded by they've removed it. I mean, it is gone. But my concern is that there are others in the media. There are many in the Democrat Party locally. As a matter of fact, Regina Morrison Newman, who's the Shelby County trustee, was actually sending out locations and information on her social media pages. I mean, this is a Shelby County trustee, Senator Rose.
I do not understand the mindset of anyone. This is not Republican or Democrat. It's not a race issue. It is law and order. I'll tell you, I am reminded when Governor Lee became our governor, and I think he has done an excellent job. He made this comment that has really stuck with me, and he said, Tennessee cannot reach its full potential as a state until Memphis reaches it. And I think what we are seeing is an effort. Certainly I applaud Senator Brent Taylor for his untiring efforts to make Memphis matter, but also of President Trump, Senator Blackburn, Senator Hagerty, and all that have come alongside the efforts to make Memphis matter and to clean Memphis up and make it a safe place, a place that the majority of the citizens, black, white, Republican, Democrat, want. And I just do not understand the folks that are pushing back against this, whether it's Memphis or Washington or Chicago or Los Angeles. I just don't understand it. I'm reminded again, Todd, of what John Adams said, and I'm repeating it earlier. Our Constitution won't work unless we're a moral society, and we've got to return this nation to those moral values that we were founded upon.
Well said. Well said. Well, Senator, we appreciate you phoning in this morning and giving us an update, and thank you for having the backs of all these great members of the Memphis Safe Task Force.
Well, thank you, sir, for all that you do, for what KWAM does, for the light that you shine in a dark world, and let's keep shining. I think that's our responsibility.
I love that. All right, Senator Paul Rose on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And by the way, Memphis listeners, and that's all of you folks in the Mid-South, Shelby, DeSoto, Crittenton, just want to remind you that Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and they have a special deal just for KWAM listeners. If you sign up for their wire service, their cell phone service, you are going to get an entire first month free of charge. That's simply because you are a valued listener of this radio station. Go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd for information. Or you can call them 972-PATRIOT. And the best part, you're not going to be talking to somebody from India. You're going to be talking to somebody who actually speaks English right here in the good old U.S. of A. 972-PATRIOT. All right. I want to play this audio. This is from the NAACP, and they're very upset that the government is coming in and cleaning out all the criminals. And they've got some advice for all of you citizens in Memphis. Take a listen to Cut 4.
To be aware of as we are in this space right now. As far as identification of records, everyone needs to renew their driver's license, tags, and insurance. Get a passport. Probate court clerk Eddie Jones, 140 Adams. Keep birth certificates and social security cards in a safe place. Keep copies of lease, bills, or pay stubs for proof of residency and employment. Check for any outstanding warrant. If you got an outstanding warrant, you need to clear it up. Pay any fines, tickets, or court costs. Stay current on child support obligations. Yes, child support too.
Yeah, in other words, obey the law of the land. I mean, how difficult is that, ladies and gentlemen? This is laughable. So basically, what the NAACP is telling the good people of Memphis is to do adulting. That's it, right? And by the way, we didn't play all of it, but my understanding is the NAACP also offered other good life lessons to follow. Number one, brush your teeth. Number two, be sure to check the oil in your car. Number three, leave a tip for your waitress. It's amazing people don't do that. And number four, be sure to wipe your buttocks when you poop. I mean, how difficult is that, everybody? This is insanity. All that to say, it is like a new day around this city, and I am loving it. I will say this, any lawmaker who is caught doxing federal agents ought to be immediately removed from office. And that needs to happen lickety-split. And we've got to do something about that. That's just unacceptable that you've got elected leaders, people like the Tammy Sawyers of the world. And we've got some crazy audio coming from Tammy in just a little while. But Regina Morrison Newman, shame on you. Shame on you. You ought to be removed from office. You disgust us, lady. You are a disgusting embarrassment. We'll be right back.
From director Sean McNamara comes Soul on Fire, based on a true story.
They said you had no chance, but here you are.
Starring Joel Courtney, John Corbett, Stephanie Shostak, Macy McLean, with Devon Franklin and William H. Macy.
If you focus exactly on loving the life that you're living right now, not the life that you think you could have had or should have had, that's the whole deal right there.
Soul on Fire, rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters this Friday. For tickets, go to soulonfiremovie.com.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. This is Stearns Country. I'm Todd Stearns. Great to have you with us. By the way, just a heads up for all you folks traveling on 385. Understand that it is not looking good out there. Folks getting off at Winchester, Riverdale exit backed up. So you want to be sure if you're traveling out there to find another way into the office this morning. Just might, you know what that means? You're going to have a few extra minutes hanging out with us in Stearns Country. Also, I've got to give a huge shout out to the owners of Steak and Shake. I don't know what's going on over there at Steak and Shake HQ, but man, have they embraced their inner patriot. It's so exciting. Over the weekend, Steak and Shake announcing that they are going to be installing the largest American flags that you've ever seen at every single one of their restaurant locations. Of course, they're also frying their French fries in beef tallow. They've embraced the whole MAHA movement as well. So I know RFK Jr. and Ben Dieter are very excited about that. But again, well done, Steak and Shake, as they really embrace the patriotic side of America. By the way, there is a big fun event coming up this weekend, and I want to tell you about it because you need to be there. It's all for a great cause. We're talking about a huge car, truck, and bike show over at Tanger Outlets in South Haven. Let's go right away to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to April Vail. April, good to have you on KWAM this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk about this exciting thing here. What are folks going to experience if they show up this weekend?
We have a great day planned. Lots of a variety of vehicles. We have food trucks coming out, which we're excited about. We haven't had that before. So food trucks and lots of fun. We have giveaways. We have a raffle. It's not just going to be car related items in the raffle. We have other things too for everyone. Plus, we're right by the playground and lots of shopping at Tanger. So we're excited.
Well, there is a lot of shopping out there, no doubt about that. And there are going to be a lot of cars, a lot of trucks, a lot of bikes. And this is all happening Saturday from 9 to 3 in the back parking lot. And I understand that let's talk about the proceeds. This is, again, a rally for St. Jude.
Yes, we started this event in 2016 when a fellow Jeeper started their journey with St. Jude, and the community just came together. You know, it's one thing to say you're in our prayers, but we thought we want to do something more, something to make an impact. So that's where Jeepers for St. Jude started. Danny Thomas opened it in 1962 with a mission to treat and save the lives of children with cancer and other life-threatening diseases, with a promise that no child would be turned away and no family would get a bill. And that's where we saw our opportunity to make an impact.
And my understanding is $10 per vehicle entry and 100% of the proceeds go directly to the hospital. Is that right?
All of it. It's a $10 minimum donation. You can donate as much as you want to enter. We have prizes, prize categories, and trophies for you to win. It is like a traditional car show, so there's going to be trophies. And, of course, bragging rights. And we also have designed a T-shirt for sale, and all the raffle and T-shirt and entry proceeds, yes, go to St. Jude.
Well, that'll be nice. And, again, if you just want to come and, like, you know, oogle the cars, you're able to do that free of charge. That doesn't cost any money.
Not at all. It's absolutely free for spectators to come through and walk through and take just look at the vehicles, take pictures. We'll have some photo opportunities. So, yeah, spectators are free.
I love this idea. And, again, this is, folks, if you've been before, you're going to love it. It's so much fun. And then you can go shopping, you know, go check out the cars, and then you can go shopping. Is that how it works there?
Absolutely.
I love it. And you mentioned food trucks as well. I'm pretty impressed here. I know that Cassie was really excited about the shaved ice and the corn pops.
Yes, we have the Funky Monkey frozen treats coming out. I have not visited that truck before, so I'm really excited about that one. Stay Mars is a local staple. They have the concession type food and walk and go with the Thai food. And then we have EMTs coming out with the loaded teas. So we have a good variety.
Oh, this is not, well, you should have led with Funky Monkey there, April. I think that got everybody's attention. It's going to be a lot of fun, folks. And you can just show up Saturday. It's 9 to 3 at the Tanger Outlets in South Haven, back parking lot. Again, if you want to enter your vehicle, there's a $10 charge. All of the proceeds, 100%, go directly to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And if you are a family or just a regular person by yourself, then you can watch and go spectate for free. April, we really appreciate you phoning in to Stearns Country this morning, and we look forward to seeing you out there this weekend.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. There you go. A lot of fun happening over in DeSoto County this weekend. By the way, that Minfo, Cassie, were you able to get out and about over the weekend?
Well, I didn't go to Minfo, but I did feel safe being out and about.
It was, I mean, thousands of people were down there at Minfo. That was just insane. Very good. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. So Tammy Sawyer is back in the news, and she's attacking Stephen Miller. And I hope that Stephen Miller sues this woman's ass off. I want you to take a listen to cut number 3.
Stephen Miller got his start as a congressional aide to the segregationist Jeff Sessions, and then ends up writing white supremacist policies for Donald Trump, and he's now the White House deputy chief of staff. If you all don't believe that this man being able to stand in the middle of Memphis, Tennessee, and threaten us is nothing to do with race, y'all are sleeping. They are literally declaring war on black people in the blackest city in Tennessee and the blackest city in this country. Look between the lines. White supremacists are trying to take our city, and they're trying to punish us for one thing, and that's being black.
No, 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 Tammy Sawyer. They're not punishing people for being black. They're punishing people for being criminal thugs. That's why. And to come out here and accuse Stephen Miller of being a white supremacist, well, there is more evidence that Tammy Sawyer is a black supremacist than there is anything. I mean, this is insane. By the way, isn't she the same one that she said, what, white babies scare her? So that was a long time ago. This woman, she's got a problem with white people. Got a big problem with white people. I don't know what it is. And what's up with the glasses? She's wearing these like gigantic, ginormous magenta glasses now. It's, you know, it's always the glasses with the feminazis. Always the glasses. So anyway, the reality of it is this. The Southern Poverty Law Center database that she is referencing here, that is nothing more. The SPLC is nothing more than a hate group. And they use that database to target conservative organizations, including Turning Point USA. And it's just an interesting side note here. When your name ends up on the SPLC database, you get death threats. In some cases, they try to take your life, as in the case of Charlie Kirk. Turning Point USA was on the database, and so was the Family Research Council, one of the greatest religious liberty groups in the country, and they were the targets of a terrorist attack many years ago that severely injured a security guard, all because of the Southern Poverty Law Center. But anyway, that's Tammy Sawyer for you, and she's one of the ones that's out there helping to dox law enforcement as they're out there trying to round up the bad guys. My question, I'm just curious here, is Tammy Sawyer on the take? I mean, why is it that she is defending all of these very bad people? almost 300 people now arrested. Why is it that Tammy Sawyer is defending these lowlifes? That's the question we need to get the answer to. All right, we got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. And the question is, yes, I have. Todd, have you sent this audio to Stephen Miller in the White House? I sent it to everybody I know in the White House. So Tammy Sawyer, she might want to go ahead and lawyer up. We'll be right back.
From director Sean McNamara comes Soul on Fire, based on a true story.
They said you had no chance, but here you are.
Starring Joel Courtney, John Corbett, Stephanie Shostak, Macy McLean, with Devon Franklin and William H. Macy.
If you focus exactly on loving the life that you're living right now, and not the life that you think you could have had or should have had, that's the whole deal right there.
Soul on Fire. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters this Friday. For tickets, go to soulonfiremovie.com. Soul on Fire.
Well, it is going to be a really busy day here at the Mighty 990, but we've got you covered no matter what happens. That's right. You just need to make sure you download the Mighty 990 app, and you can do that at KWAMRadio.com. Hey, let's check in with our KWAM sports director, Parker May, with a look at your sports update.
I'm Parker May, and this is your KWAM Sports Update, presented by Ortho One Sports Medicine and Dr. DeLaubach. There are no more undefeated teams in the NFL as the Eagles and Bills were upset at home by sophomore quarterbacks. Bo Nix and the Broncos took down the Eagles, and Drake May led the Patriots to win over the Bills. The Titans picked up their first win of the season, defeating the Cardinals. Big-time upsets continued in college football as UCLA took down Penn State at home, and Florida upset Texas in the Swamp. Other notable scores included Alabama over Vanderbilt, Miami over Florida State, and Texas A&M over Mississippi State. The Memphis Tigers improved to 6-0 with a win over Tulsa and are now 23rd into the AP poll. In high school football, the Briarcrest Saints defeated rival CBHS in overtime 24-17, and MUS fell to Brentwood Academy. The Memphis Grizzlies will have their preseason opener tonight at the FedEx Forum as they host the Detroit Pistons at 7 p.m. I'm Parker May on the Mighty 990 KWAM.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Parker. I want to go right away to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to our good buddy. He is the publisher of TriStarDaily.com, covering all things Tennessee politics. Steve Gill joins us. Steve, it was already going to be a busy week with the big special election in District 7. But now all you know what's broken loose as a result of President Trump coming in and making an endorsement.
Yeah, it was already crazy with 11 candidates in a quick sprint to a Republican primary that actually comes to an end tomorrow with the primary election date. Early voting ended last Thursday. And then the December 2nd general election date is looming as well. So it's been a quick sprint. But like you said, all heck broke loose when President Trump late on Friday endorsed Matt Van Apps, who was seen as in the top three. The idea that Trump's endorsement would put that thumb on the scales and maybe get him past the finish line, except it sparked a firestorm of backlash among conservatives who see Van Apps as a rhino and not really a true MAGA Trumper, particularly since he's been deemed the Fauci of Tennessee because he ran Bill Lee's COVID response that shut down schools, shut down churches, and required masks. So a lot of backlash to this Trump endorsement at the last minute.
Has he come out and explained all of this about, you know, shutting everything down, shutting down the churches and the schools?
He's kind of taken the Sergeant Schultz defense of, I knew nothing, I saw nothing, I really wasn't that involved. It's like, you were the point guy. So he's really kind of dodged it and claimed that as a former military officer, he was just doing what he was told.
Yeah, I got a problem with that. Again, it seems to me if you're going to be principled, you say, you know what, I can't do this. I'm going to have to resign. I cannot follow these unconstitutional orders.
Well, and I moderated a debate a few weeks ago, and I asked him specifically that. I said, look, as an officer, if you're given a illegal order, you can either do it or resign. If you're in politics and your boss says this is the policy, you can either follow it or resign. Did you consider resigning? And he said, well, I don't quit. Well, you quit on the people of Tennessee when you were shutting down churches, shutting down schools. And it hasn't gotten, you know, probably as much attention as it should have gotten during this campaign.
It really surprises me, though, that the president would come in and endorse this guy, especially when, as what Jody Barrett seems to be, a pretty conservative, if not the MAGA candidate.
Well, and he's been supported by the House Freedom Caucus, and they've spent about $500,000 trying to help Jody Barrett, the conservative state representative from Dixon, Tennessee. Meanwhile, you have Van Epps, who's been supported by over $1 million in anti-Trump PAC money, in guys who are virulently anti-Trump, billionaire Democrat donors who are trying to stop Jody Barrett. And then you had Jim Jordan, who started the Freedom Caucus, who also has backed this kind of anti-Trump group in trying to stop Jody Barrett. I think really what was happening there, Todd, is that Jody Barrett will be much more in the vein of Andy Ogles and Marjorie Taylor Greene, and will not be a go-along, get-along puppet to the leadership, and that's what they prefer. They don't want any more bomb throwers, and Jody has been that in the legislature. He's been at odds with the leadership in the Tennessee Republican House caucus, and they don't want another bomb thrower.
Wow. This is it's really surprising, and again, this White House, for whatever reason, and I don't know who has the president's ear on this, but a lot of these endorsements are for the wrong people, and I'm really concerned this is going to come back and bite the president.
You know, if it ends up with Jody Barrett winning this race, and again, he was probably leading in the polls. That's probably what caused them to panic and throw their support at the last minute from President Trump. Governor Bill Lee has endorsed him. Mark Green, who resigned with a hint of scandal after he had stepped out on his wife, decided he'd rather be with the girl that was his daughter's age rather than his wife. He's endorsed him. So you've had a lot of the establishment rhinos endorse Van Epps. And meanwhile, Jody Barrett's been there taking literally $1 million in attack ads and like the Energizer Bunny, just continuing to chug along.
So I heard a rumor. Actually, I know this to be true, but I still heard a rumor, Gil, that Mrs. Green, when she found out that the congressman was cheating on her, that she wrote a letter. Is that true? Did she write a letter that went to every congressional spouse?
Oh, yes. Yeah. She warned them that you've got to be careful of this den of iniquity that is the Congress and watch your husbands closely. Yes, yeah, she wrote a letter. It got widely distributed. Her daughter has spoken out publicly, or their daughter has spoken out publicly, siding with mom versus what Mark Green has done. And I actually quipped the other day on a TV political show here that she may run for this seat regardless of who wins this primary now, because whoever wins has to face voters, a Republican in August. The general election for a full 2-year term will be next November. I joked that she could run for the seat herself, saying, "Mark took half my house, now I'm going to take his half his. I'm going to take his full house seat."
Wow, I like that. I think that's a pretty reasonable thing.
Don't enrage a woman. Don't enrage a woman. Mm. You know that that can get back at you somehow.
Hell hath no fury like a congressman's wife scorned. You know, again, going back. By the way, Steve Gill joining us. TriStarDaily.com is the website. You know, Steve, this is going to be a Republican, you know, it'll be a Republican seat. The question is, what kind of a Republican do we want? And with somebody like Van Epps, you just may get, you don't know what you're going to get. And I don't think that we need more rhinos up on Capitol Hill.
Absolutely not. And I think it's not that quick to say, Todd, that the Republicans will keep this seat. It's about a plus 11 drawn district right now. And yet with early voting, only 18,500 Republicans voted in early voting. 17,500 Democrats voted in their primary. If they pick the AOC of Tennessee, a state legislator named Afton Ben, Republicans should win. But there's a guy named Darden Copeland, who's a well-funded, more moderate-seeming Democrat. If he's their nominee, and this, you know, selection of Van Epps causes, you know, conservatives to stay home, there's a good chance that the Democrats could steal this seat.
Well, and if that's the case, that becomes a big problem. I think that's a shot heard around the country, don't you?
Absolutely, and that's what the Democrats will do. You know, if you have a divided Republican Party going into this special election December 2nd, they're going to see, you know, an opportunity. There's going to be blood in the water. The sharks will circle. The National Party will spend money. And keep in mind, December 2nd, is the week after Thanksgiving. So early voting in the general will be over Thanksgiving, and the December 2nd date is as most kids go back to school for the first time. So you're going to have low voter turnout likely in December, particularly if people on the Republican side are antagonized over what looks to be outsiders spending millions of dollars in many cases, these are Democrat dollars backing Van Epps to stop a Republican.
All right, Steve, we're going to have to leave it there, my friend. Folks, you can read all about this incredible race. It is really lighting up the politicos. Again, TriStarDaily.com. Steve, always good hearing from you. Thank you.
Thanks, Todd.
All right, good guy right there. And Steve knows everybody up in Tennessee, up in Nashville, when it comes to politics. All right, that music means we've got to scoot out of here. I told you it's a busy day. It really is. Grab that umbrella. You're going to need it. Laura Huckabee has your weather. Jim Miller has your local news headlines. I'll be back at 11 right here on the Mighty 990 in the Principal Toyota Memphis studio. I'm Todd Starnes.